This is Steve from God's Daily Word Ministries with today's message titled, Stop Sowing the Wind. In the message, Reaping the Whirlwind, we were encouraged not to sow the wind of unbelief, because a life without faith and the saving grace of Jesus will one day reap an eternal whirlwind of fire. The message of sowing and reaping has critical application for the eternal destiny of many around the world. We must guard against those who sow seeds of false teaching which lead away from the true eternal forgiveness of Christ. But this message also has direct application for our daily walk with our Lord. We know there are times when we face severe trials which have nothing to do with what we have sown. Jesus made this clear when he said, "In this world you will have trouble," John 16, verse 33a. We live in a sinful world and often reap the consequences for what others have sown. And for these troubles, Jesus wants us to find our comfort in Him. But take heart, I have overcome the world. John 16, verse 33b. But we must also understand that many of our trials and the trials of those around us are often the result of a multitude of small steps taken outside the will of God. Galatians 6, verse 7. Do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. A man reaps what he sows. It's foolish to think we can continually walk outside God's will and not face consequences down the road. God dearly loves us and is patiently waiting for us to turn our heart to Him. But God cannot be mocked. Continuous deviation from His path can lead to a long and painful time of wandering. We must learn this lesson and clearly teach it to others. Obedience in the little things is important. There is nothing too small to justify a lack of obedience. Whoever is dishonest with very little will also be dishonest with much. Luke 16, verse 10. We must learn and teach, very early in life, the importance of honesty and truth, the value of submission and respect for authority. The wind of disobedience begins almost imperceptibly small with innocent lies and harmless acts of disrespect. But over time it grows until the whirlwind of consequences becomes inevitable. If we are currently reaping a whirlwind which we know has been sown by our own hands, we must repent and seek His forgiveness, love Him and obediently trust Him with all our heart, and ask for the strength to endure. The whirlwind will end, but only in God's perfect timing. And if we know we have been sowing the wind of disobedience, and yet see God's hand restraining the whirlwind, we must also repent and seek His forgiveness, love Him and obediently trust Him with all our heart, and thank Him for His mercy. Let's honor Him by only sowing that which glorifies His name. Let's closely examine our life and the lives of those within our care, and be absolutely determined to stop sowing the wind. This is Steve from God's Daily Word Ministries. Let's have a Christ-centered day.